Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke Bryan!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome, everybody, to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian.
And
Luke
I'm
is
Luke.
Not there. And oh. You're Evan. Evan is Luke now. We are now Luke Evans.
Who is this imposter?
Well, people know you. I mean, get to know you. Maybe. Get to know him. Know it's Evan. How you doing, Evan?
Pretty good.
Well, Evan is manning the Solidarity Realty Studios out in Madison. He's covering the 1580 AM as well as 92.7 FM, the Devil Radio side. I'm over here in Waukesha right now, where it was very busy today.
And our side sounds better.
Oh, sure. You can judge it for yourself on the Devil Radio app. You get to choose which feed you want to be on, and there's only one right one, and we know which one that is. We won't talk about it, but either way, that one over here is on Waukesha side, WAUK 540 AM as well as 101 FM. The Shaw, and we are slowly, ever so slowly expanding and taking over the world. So that's very nice.
Creeping,
yeah, creeping all up. We're a nice, we're a friendly infestation. We're a nice fuzzy moss that nourishes things rather than hurting things.
Yeah,
right?
We're not an invasive species.
No, we're in symbiosis with the community is what we like to be. So we're expanding, and we got some things going on. Luke is not feeling well, so I told him to get the F out of here, and gladly, because Luke is a wonderful kid, and he has saved us on many of occasions, especially when I has been going through my situation, and I'm very happy to be able to support the man in this situation. So... pretty awesome. I just saw Johnny Watermelon, our new sales guy. He's running around outside. Crudy's in town today. Things are brewing here in Waukesha, and it's very exciting. I'm very happy. We're going to have some new people around. We're going to introduce you to more folks, and we're going to expand. And I'm full of opportunity and excitement today. Not only that, because there is some new news breaking in the last hour. The House has passed a bill. Drum roll, please. Forget the drum roll. They're going to decriminalize cannabis. reading from the New York Times here, the Democrats, with some Republican support, voted 220 to 204 to remove marijuana from the federal list of controlled substances, moving to catch up to the states.
Dude, I've been fielding calls all day long. Evan, marijuana's legal. Marijuana's legal now.
No, it's not.
You guys. So everyone who's texting me, because I know they're all listening. We're almost, this is the first step, right? Wait, to decriminalize.
Do you know how long it took to make the first step, but finally we made the first step?
I've been saying 5 years for like 15 years. It'll be in 5 years.
Probably. Maybe.
Yeah. And it's the first step, when the feds are no longer arresting people for it. That's a first step, but Wisconsin can still throw you in the slammer.
Wisconsin continues to remain the worst state, at least worse than Mississippi burning Mississippi.
Yeah.
For outcomes for black folks. Fantastic job, Wisconsin. Why don't you make that better? I don't know. Anyway, reading on about the Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Expungement Act, that's what it's called. Mora. All right.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats' bill would remove marijuana from the federal government's list of controlled substances, impose an 8% tax on cannabis products, so your legal cannabis products are going to go up, allow some convictions on cannabis charges to be expunged, and press for sentencing reviews at the federal and state levels. It would also make Small Business Administration loans and services available to cannabis businesses while setting standards for them. It'd be nice if cannabis businesses could, not just deal in cash.
I mean, just imagine the risk, the liability. I mean, over the course of years, you know, you got to take that cash drop to the bank every night. I mean, it's just this wide open festering sore where you're just waiting to lose thousands and thousands of dollars.
And so California, I was living there when they were starting to legalize in Los Angeles, right? And I never went to any of the quote-unquote legalized places to go and get that because you needed a doctor appointment and all that stuff. I didn't have insurance, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, I was hooked up with a guy from that hooked up the cast of Mad TV, so that worked out for me. Nice. But in any case, he was rolling around laughing because he's like, man, I basically, you know, run my business and I always have product all the time for everybody. But these other places, these new places keep running out of stuff because people were showing up with guns and FBI jackets because there weren't completely clear rules on how you can sell and what you can sell. Mm-hmm. It was basically the people, fake FBI, could basically take advantage of the situation and rob people blind from what they were doing. So I would hope that if they do, you know, decriminalize, they do so completely and openly and clearly as possible, because otherwise you're going to create more litigation and more problems as we go.
And aside from fake feds, you have real feds. I mean, yeah. If when you look at who was getting shut down, it was suppressing the competition. Some people were allowed to operate, other people's weren't. I mean, it was to call it unfair. That it just doesn't cut it. It was a corrupt system that's being, you know, it's been manipulated for decades. It's nice to see a little movement.
Let's not forget that the only reason why cannabis is criminalized. Is because of the political ambition of Richard Nixon and friends.
Preach.
Because you can't lock up the hippies, you can't lock up black people, but you can definitely lock people up who smoke cannabis, and generally that's how they got that. So congratulations. Now, here, reading on here, Republicans voting for this measure were Representatives Matt Gaetz and Brian Mast of Florida and Tom McClintock of Florida. But other Republicans have signed on to a similar bill by Representative Nancy Mace, from South Carolina, two Democrats, Representative Harry Cular from Texas and Chris Pappas of New Hampshire, voted against the legislation on Friday. Here's what Ms. Mace says. I'm respecting the process that Democrats want to go through, said Ms. Mace, who has made marijuana decriminalization a central issue, but voted against the Democratic bill. She added, you can save the federal government $600 million over 5 years, and it saves lives. It's an important issue. People care about it. The vast majority of Americans care about it. And I can tell you from all polling, pretty much everybody from all sides of the aisle, make it legal. Mm-hmm. I don't get it. And by the way, the quote I just gave you, again, that's Republican, Representative Nancy Mace from South Carolina. She's all about marijuana decriminalization. And she thinks we can save $600 million a year. Wouldn't that be worth doing?
But didn't you just say that she voted against it?
Because she has her own bill.
Oh, come on now.
But she respects the process they're going through.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and of course, and this is Mr. Schumer. It's not expected to pass the Senate, basically. They need 60 votes for it to happen. Of course, we will need Republicans to pass a legalization bill in the Senate, and we'll be working hard to try and get them. That's Schumer. So that's exciting.
It is. It is, though.
It's a possibility for states to go and do things. And I got to tell you, the last couple of years I've covered on the shows that I've been able to have, I've covered farms closing in Wisconsin, especially family farms, left and right. Why can't we put those farms to use? People with knowledge and the acreage and the ability to make a really good cash crop. And I can tell you that if we were just allowed to legally, I guarantee you that Wisconsin will become the Midwest mecca for cannabis related products. Because, and I'll tell you this, Illinois, although legal, they're completely corporate. Mm. There's basically three, I want to say, sources. that they get everything from? Three corporate sources that they get everything from.
It's a completely different conversation, too. No, it really is. I mean, the whole idea of supply and demand, of markets, markets determining what the services provide.
Yeah,
you know, the variety is the spice of life. And when there's a corporate stranglehold on things, that you don't get that variety, you don't get that quality, you get those cost-cutting measures.
Yeah, and I know that wouldn't it be great? One of the best things, like Colorado, right? You can go out there and it's beautiful scenery, and you can legally smoke and then go out and see beautiful scenery, and they have some really good product out there. So does Wisconsin. Wisconsin has the entire up north. Could you imagine cannabis tourism for the up north area? And again, this isn't about me wanting to smoke weed, although I love smoking, right? But I can get it any time. I've been smoking for 20 years without knowing it's illegal and doing it without any problem. Like I've had no issues with the law about mm-hmm. every time I've talked to my doctor about it, they're like, oh, we don't care. I've been pulled over and they're like, we just care that you were speeding. I don't care that you were smoking. Moving on.
Man, where do you live?
I don't know, dude. I'm not trying to.
I know what you mean.
But my point is, that it's not about necessarily being able to smoke it. There's a whole bunch more benefits to it. You can funnel. Excuse me. You can fund an entire
education. Early, man.
You can funnel education systems like they've done in Colorado. You can fund so many things. You can create an entrepreneurial system. You can do so many things with the revenue from cannabis legalization and the ability to make things easier and better.
And aside from cannabis, too, hemp. I mean, a widely adopted hemp market would be amazing. I mean,
just
paper products, clothing,
paper
batteries,
alone.
All of it.
Paper alone, guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Dueling Tangents. Give me a call, 844-967-2789. Let me know what you think. We got a couple other things to get to, including education, a couple of actions that are going to be taken. There's going to be a day without Latinos coming up soon. Lots of things to get into, but cannabis is at least made another step towards legalization. It's time to pressure actual senators that give a crap about what the actual people of America say, because an overwhelming majority of people want it legalized or don't care if it is or isn't, including and especially law enforcement.
We have a license, yeah, yeah, and I will.